Let's go behind kids' back with Greg and Greg.
Yeah. Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show, and this is Behind Kids' Back. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds, and today on the show, we had a very kind of off-the-rails show, which is not unexpected from this show.
That's how they've made their living.
Yes, by doing things you wouldn't really expect.
One of the things that happened on the show today was another call-in from the great Kinsey. Oh, my God, JC, come on.
Oh, my God, come on. And before Kinsey, they talked about working in the food service industry and just working in crummy jobs, which we've discussed. And Kid had a weird thing he used to do with a friend of his when they would mow lawns.
Mike Bell and I used to mow yards together. Mm-hmm. And Mike Bell decided on April Fool's Day, which happened to be a Saturday, that we would mow people's yards without telling them.
Okay. In and hopes of getting tips or actually getting paid?
No, it was a practical joke.
This is a genius idea by him.
So we would perfectly mow their yard,
yeah,
and then go to their door and go, "We just mowed your yard." And they'd be like, "Thanks." Gotcha. Gotcha.
Would that be the best prank somebody's pulled on you? Like, you'd be like, thanks. We got you. Mowed your lawn.
I wouldn't think that would be a good prank.
No, but
I would think like going up to your door and like ringing the doorbell, running out to the street, and then turning around with your paintball gun and shooting at them when they open the door. That's a funny prank.
No, that's a painful prank.
It's painful, but funny. Or hosing them down with a water hose when they open the door.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Paintball, not as much fun.
Lighting the bag of poo on their doorstep and then running off. That's a prank. Not doing them a service.
Well, I'm saying best as in best for you personally.
Absolutely. If you're going to pull a prank on me.
Mow my lawn.
Mow my yard.
Mow your giant palatial yard.
Yes. Kid and your friend, please come to my house and mow my yard. And then knock on the door and point and laugh and run off. Please do that.
If Kid now did that, it would be the funniest thing ever.
I would laugh. Another thing that happened on the show was Kinsey called in.
Kinsey called in, and as per usual, very funny. And then it got to this part of the call, which I thought was the highlight.
You know what I don't understand, JC?
What?
Why you can't do whatever it is you're doing there from home?
Because you would.
Why can't you stay home with me and put your headphones on and fake laugh at things I say like you do with Kid?
Fake laugh at Kid all
just
the time?
Just fake laugh stuff. That's all you gotta do. You're the best, Kid. Just do that all the time. Kid, you're the best.
I wish I could get paid to sit home and laugh at things.
That's what I want to do. That's my ultimate goal in life, is to
fake laugh.
Fake laugh through everything. It's what I do. It's like when you and I sit here and we do this show every day and you say something that's supposed to be funny. I fake laugh all the time at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm really heartbroken right now, actually.
Another thing that happened on the show today was Big Al. We learned that Big Al can't rhyme.
Well, he keeps always trying to do the Johnny Cochran thing whenever somebody's in a lawsuit. Why do you have to do that all the time?
Just roll it.
Okay.
You don't have to end everything with a rhyme, Al. It doesn't have to rhyme. We can talk about things all the time.
He's going with O.J. Simpson.
Black people rhyme, dog.
There are plenty of times when there's no need for rhymes. There's people, we know them, but you don't have to write them a poem.
Well,
okay?
I'm just thinking, because I know I'm not stinking.
Oh.
I'm thinking because I know I'm not stinking.
I mean, we're radio professionals. We're not a bunch of fools. So let's not get in here and pretend like we're in nursery school.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just sitting here sipping on my juice. So let's go to commercial before I have to take off my shoes.
What? Shoes.
So essentially, he is trying to rhyme things. And
it's okay, buddy.
Don't
cry. Don't cry.
I thought I was funny. I really did.
No, you're not.
I really did.
I fake laugh at you all the time. Big Al used to do a bit a long time ago on the show where he would go out and he would, I can't remember the name of the character, but basically he'd be like, I'm a rapper. And then he would start rapping, but none of his words would rhyme. So he's like, yo, girl, I'm the best. I'm looking at your shirt, and you got big boobs. Get it? Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway. Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That is so funny. Well, it's going to wrap up another edition of Behind Kids Back, everybody. Thanks for listening. Check us out at facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow.
Yeah.
Boo out.
You've been Behind Kids Back with Greg and Greg.